Elsewhere, protesters in Bahrain continue to brave the regime's heavy crackdown on pro-democracy demonstrations. Anti-regime protests have been held in several cities across the nation. The protesters chanted slogans against the Manama government and called for the immediate release of political prisoners. Bahrain continues to crush dissent with all-out U.S. support. U.S. Defense Department documents show Washington has been providing the Persian Gulf Kingdom with ammunition and combat vehicle parts. It's also been giving the Manama regime communications equipment, Black Hawk helicopters, and a missile system. Bahrain's been rocked by anti-government rallies calling for the downfall of the Al Khalifa regime over the past 2 years. And for more insight on that story, I'm now joined by Mr. Radwan Risk. He is a political analyst joining us by satellite from the Lebanese capital, Beirut. Mr. Risk, welcome to the program. No let up in the resolve and the will of the Bahraini people. How far are they willing to go to make their demands heard? And on the other hand, the prosecution and persecution of the peaceful demonstrators continues. How far are the Al Khalifas willing to go to quell the demonstrations?
Well, I believe that Al Khalifa are not realizing the changes in the area at all, and they are not reading the American policies also in the area at all. It seems that they are not realizing that the American plans in the region are changing. And also the Saudi Arabia now is on the retreat position, is not on the attack position also. So Al Khalifa cannot continue on brutaling their own people and jail, taking some kind of actions which does not cooperate with the democracy and does not show any kind of process of democracy. They cannot continue on suffering or killing their own people or sending people to jail, arresting civilians, harmless civilians, just for going into a peaceful demonstration, asking for human rights and for their for some kind of freedom. The Bahraini people are suffering from many actions, brutal actions from the government especially, and it seems that sometimes is reaching to be a discrimination from the government against its own people. So the Bahraini people are very closer than ever to achieve their freedom and to meet their needs and their actions. Which they are now, now they are going into a peaceful demonstrations, and the Bahraini people, the Bahraini government must realize that it's now cornered and must kneel before the people and obey the demands of the people. They at the end they cannot continue like this because if they don't meet the Bahraini demand, the Bahraini people demands, that might lead in the future for some kind of more bloodshed from the government against the people, and that pushing the people to go into some kind of armed revolution, which the Bahraini people are still avoiding for 2 years with the high price that they have paid. They are being killed, being arrested with no fair trials, no kind of dependent judgment rules. So this all leads to more blood. But I believe that the Bahraini government is not now willing to give anything to the Bahraini people, and the timing is coming to an end that the Bahraini government must obey the Bahraini people demands, and that it's closer and closer that to realize that the changes in the area are going into more democracy, and this kind of dictatorship regimes which they have been dictated the people for decades are coming to an end, and this is a very near end.
Very well, political analyst Mr. Radwan Risk from Beirut, thank you very much indeed, sir.